You're listening to the Therapist Mom Podcast, where private practice and motherhood collide. I'm your host, Ashley Kamajiz, and here's the deal. I'm not here to give you fluff or hustle culture advice. I'm here to give you strategy to build a private practice on your terms, while naming the hard stuff about motherhood and the broken systems we're stuck navigating. If you're ready for honest, practical, and unapologetic conversations, you're in the right place. Welcome to the show. Let's take a moment to talk about today's episode sponsor, Jane, a practice management software and EHR I use to help keep things running smoothly behind the scenes. When I first started looking for a practice management tool, I wanted something that felt like a partner in my practice, not just more tech to figure out, which is why I switched to Jane. One of the things I love most about Jane, their support team. I've used other EHR systems before, and Jane's customer service is truly like none other. You get unlimited help from real humans, even on Saturdays, by phone, email, or chat, all at no extra cost. It's easy to learn about Jane in your own time, too. Jane's guides are packed with helpful tips and updates, and it's always growing. And maybe best of all, Jane has a wonderful community of practitioners. So even if you're running a solo practice, you don't have to feel like you're doing it alone. If you're curious about what Jane can do for your practice, use the link in the show notes to book a free demo. And if you're ready to get started, be sure to use my code ASHLEY1MO for a 1 month grace period on your new account. Welcome to today's episode of the Therapist Mom Podcast. We're going to be talking today about websites. And I want to be really clear from the start. You will have heard me talk that I am a big supporter about building your practice the way you want, not the way somebody else that you've seen build it does it, or the way somebody else tells you that you're quote unquote supposed to do it, but a way that works for you. So there are very few things that I will ever tell you you absolutely have to do. But having a website is one thing that I believe if you want to have a thriving practice where you have true autonomy, true ownership, a website is a non-negotiable. If you are in private practice, whether you have been in private practice for a while or you are building a private practice, your website has to be one of your core marketing strategies. I usually recommend that you pick 3 to 5, so it's not your only strategy, but it is something that you need to have. It should not be something that you obsess over and spend so much time on making beautiful, but that it is a foundational piece of how you market your practice. There are a lot of things that you get to choose in private practice. Again, you can build it your way. You can create the flexibility that you want and how you want it to look. But even though you can design a practice to be what you need, the reality is there are still a few pieces of infrastructure that matter, and having a website is, in my opinion, one of them. Because it's not just about marketing, but it's about having clarity, having control, and it is about having ownership of the assets that support you and support your business. When you rely solely on things like directories, like Psychology Today or venture capital backed therapy platforms, I can't say the names because they like to send out lawsuits against anybody who mentions them in not the best way, but you know, the kind that like to quote unquote, help you for the better. Let's just put it that way. When you rely on them and their directories, or just any directory, when you rely on social media and that those are your main way of getting clients, the reality is you're building your business on borrowed space. What I mean by that is you don't have really much, if any, control. You don't get to choose how you rank. You don't get to choose what changes tomorrow, right? Like, is the algorithm pushing through this, you know, content versus your own? You don't get to control if your profile gets buried amongst all the other profiles that, because somebody, you know, is, you know, working with one of these venture capital companies, that theirs is now put at the top, right? You also have messaging constraints. You're limited with what you are allowed to say or how much you're allowed to say. And you don't control the policies of these companies, right? Of how they market themselves, how they operate as a business, how they support clients or reach out to them. However, a website really is the one place that can be online that is completely, fully yours, that you get to have complete autonomy, complete ownership. You get to decide how you speak. You get to decide who you speak to. You get to decide what you emphasize, what you charge, how your practice is structured, and how you rank, right? You can't choose necessarily how Google is going to use SEO to rank, but you can learn to work within it and you can tweak things that is going to absolutely help you rank higher, get to that first page, and that you can control to a degree much more than any of these other marketing strategies. So building a website, having a website is not just like a smart marketing move, but it is something that is stable because it gives you that autonomy and it gives you that foundation that you actually own. Psychology Today could shut down tomorrow and you would no longer have that. Or one of these venture capital companies could shut down tomorrow and you no longer have that. As long as you have a website, you have that and you own that and no one can take that from you. Now, many therapists I know struggle with what do I say on a website and talking about ourselves and talking about what we offer and what we do. And I think there's a couple reasons for that. In our clinical work, in our education, what have we been taught from the get-go? We need to be neutral. We need to be kind of like more behind the scenes, right? That blank slate. We need to kind of let our work speak for itself or like speak quietly, right? Like we're not supposed to be like asking for reviews or like really promoting ourselves that like my strategy is better than somebody else. We are not supposed to center ourselves in our work, right? It is client focused. But I don't think it's just in clinical training that we come up against this struggle to talk about ourselves and this struggle to put ourselves out there. In society, in our culture as women, we've been conditioned to just be humble, right? To not take up too much space. We don't want to sound overly confident. We can't be too much. We're made to or encouraged to make ourselves feel smaller for the sake of somebody else's comfort. But when it comes to building a website and clearly saying, this is who I help. This is how I work. This is what I charge, right? Like that's one of those things that can feel really uncomfortable. This is what I recommend. It can feel really uncomfortable, right? Like we are using our voice to say, this is how I work, take it or leave it, right? But our website is not about our ego. It's not about being flashy. It's really not about it like being beautiful. And it's not about proving yourself, but it's about access. People search online for therapists. Google is going to help you show up. A directory is a starting point, right? Instagram is a starting point. Think of your website as the center of a bicycle tire. And from out of that are the spokes of other strategies, but they all lead to your website. You may have a directory listing. I'm not anti-directory, but that cannot be your sole marketing strategy. From the directory, you want to point people to your website. You may have Instagram or other social media, but that should still direct people to your website. You can have business cards, right? You can have networking relationships, but it still directs to your website. And so when people come from these other spaces, when they come from Instagram, when they come from a directory, when they come from their insurance directory, right? Your website is where a person is going to decide, is this who I'm going to work with or not? Do I feel understood here? Do I feel seen here? If your messaging reflects your ideal client's lived experience, their current struggles, or what they have struggled with in the past, they feel seen before they even talk with you. So you get to have a connection with them and they already start to say, this is who I want to work with before you even get on a phone call with them, before you exchange an email. When you are clear, when you're visible, you make it easier for your clients or for the right clients to find you rather than if you're kind of staying small and kind of just hoping somebody like sees your business card and does some and makes a call, right? They can almost like stumble across you. That is going to be a lot harder because it's not going to be clear about who you are and what you do and who you work with. being visible about who you are as a clinician, being visible about the work you do and how you structure your practice, how you work with clients is not self-centered. It's not bragging, but it is providing service to people who are seeking you. They are wanting to find a therapist. They are looking for you, and it's helping to bring the right people to you. I think one of the things that we sometimes miss when we do think about a website is that, again, it's not just about like it being pretty. It's not just a way for clients to necessarily reach out to you and find you, but it also is helping to kind of start the shaping the structure of your practice and the way that you work with clients, right? It's starting to have some of those conversations that you will probably carry out into further detail, either on a consultation call or via email or in that first intake appointment. Using your website to clearly state who are the clients that you work with? What are you specializing in? How often are you recommending that you're meeting with clients, whether you accept insurance or a private pay? You know, what are your boundaries? You know, I only see clients on these days and not outside of these times. You are setting expectations before the first session. Your website is doing some of that work for you, so that you're not having to do it again when you get to that initial consultation. It's also helping to weed out people so that when somebody gets to that point of you having that consultation with them, they already know a bit more going into, you know, oh, this is how she works, or this is what she does or what she doesn't do. And that it just makes it so much easier for them to almost self-select whether they want to work with you or not. And so what does that do? It protects your time. It protects your energy, right? You're not spending time on the phone or in consultation with people that it's just not going to be a good fit with. It's going to protect your caseload, right? The right clients are finding you. And then what does it also do is protect your income, because you're not going to be getting clients that are necessarily coming in for a one-time appointment and you and they are realizing, actually, this is not a good fit, because again, they are self-selecting. As moms, we have limited time. We have limited energy. And so having something that helps protect that is so important as a mom who is a therapist. The reality is we do not have unlimited flexibility. And so we can't build our practice like someone who has unlimited flexibility or like an agency that has much more flexibility in that they have multiple providers available, or they have someone that can answer the phone, or they have someone who can do an intake and then from there decide who is the right clinician. Your website should reflect the practice that you are intentionally building, not the one that you think you're supposed to build, right? That looks like everybody else's, but like what your practice actually looks like, how you actually work with clients. And having that clarity up front prevents resentment, I think, from you and from the client later on, where it's like, well, why didn't you tell me that you don't see people in person? You know, or I had it clearly stated on my website, I only see people online, right? Somebody is going to self-select that they're not going to come to you if they strictly are wanting in person. So it really helps to create that clarity from the get-go. I think a lot of times we also get stuck on thinking about like, what does the website look like? Look, I love a beautiful website. That was one of my favorite things about building my website when I started my practice, was like making it beautiful, but making it feel like me and the ways that I wanted my clients or potential clients to feel when they were on that website. But a pretty website is not enough. Having a vague website absolutely does not convert, and generic websites do not rank when it comes to SEO. So what does help with converting somebody, right? Having specific language. These are the clients that I work with. Or these are the issues that you may be having if you're seeking out therapy. Having a defined niche. For me, I work with women with anxiety, women who are in the perinatal period, and military spouses, right? There are kind of three niches there, really. But in the way that I have structured my website, I speak directly to each of those clients' experiences. They may overlap, but they also may be very different. And then also having like, what is the next thing that you want that person on your website to do? Do you want them to call you? Do you want them to fill out a form? Do you want them to book an appointment? Being clear about those next steps and about the logistics is what is necessary to help get that person to go from somebody who's just on your website to booking that appointment. We've all been told we need to network in our private practice, but no one actually tells us how to do it or what to say. Enter Comprehensive Connecting, effective scripts that expand your networking community and actually fill your online practice. This free guide will give you effective scripts to connect with fellow clinicians, medical professionals, and community stakeholders to build strong networking relationships that will help fill your practice. In this guide, you will get tips and tricks for building relationships that will lead to referrals in your practice, real-life examples of messages used to connect with referral sources, and customizable plug-and-send scripts for your specific practice needs. So download your free scripts guide today by going to bit.ly/compconnecting. Too often, and I 100% made this mistake the first time I tried to build a website, which there was a lot of mistakes in that. And that's why I'm really passionate about helping other people to do this in a way that really is strategic. But so many therapists, when I look at their website and they're saying like, I'm not getting people, I'm not getting referrals, I have this website, it's not really helping. One of the biggest mistakes is that they are writing about themselves. They're writing about the like who they are, what their background is, why they got into this work, what their credentials are. And that's one of the biggest mistakes. When you are writing your website copy, you are writing for the person that is sitting at their computer, Googling late at night, wondering like, is there anybody that can help me with this issue? You are writing for that person who is scrolling on their phone thinking like, I just need somebody to talk to. And so being able to write in the language that speaks directly to that person is going to help with SEO. If you don't know what SEO is, it's search engine optimization. It is the things that tell Google, hey, when somebody is looking for a therapist in Virginia that specializes in perinatal mood and anxiety disorders, and they're also a military spouse, that my website's going to pop up, right? So there are certain things that have to be strategic in how you are wording things, how you are designing your website to help with that. Having very clear service pages and not just one page with all of the services. Having different pages for each of your services will help with that. Using the words that your clients are actually searching for, right? So you may think that they are searching for one thing, but if that's not what somebody is actually using to type into Google to search for a therapist, it's not going to help you rank. There are some really cool tools like Keywords Everywhere that you can use to kind of help look at what are the keywords that people are searching for. Again, like location language. If you are specializing in a certain issue, but maybe like, let's just use me as an example. I work with a lot of military clients, right? Or military spouses, but not every area is populated with that. Right? So my practice is all online and I may live, so like I'll use the example of Louisiana. I lived in New Orleans and there were military there, right? But there's not like a large base with the exception of like Belle Chasse. There is a large Air Force base like in Bossier, Shreveport area. So I may want to use language about that area using terms like Bossier City, like Shreveport, like military spouse in that area, TRICARE in that area, right? Because somebody is most likely going to be searching for a therapist in their area, even if they want somebody that is online. So being very strategic about the language that you're using with a location is vital, even if you are online. Using structured headings and how you are dividing things up on your website helps Google to read these things, to understand what is on your page, and it's going to help you then rank differently. Being clear on your website not only helps people find you, it helps them trust you, and it also is going to help them choose you. Being clear in your language, in your copy, what does that ultimately do then? Again, is protect your time. Because you're not going to get people who are calling you for appointments that are so far off from your ideal client, because the clearer you are on your website, the more closely aligned to your ideal client you are going to get in the door sitting across from you for your sessions. Now, I think a lot of times when people think of having a website, they see dollar signs, right? And beyond just like, how do I design it? They think it's going to cost an arm and a leg. You do not need a $5,000 designer, especially if you are just getting started. I don't recommend that. You do not need to spend thousands of dollars to have somebody build or design your website. You do not need a full branding suite. You do not need professional photos before you start. My headshots that are still the ones I have on my private practice website are ones that I took with my iPhone in portrait mode. A friend and I went out to a park. We took pictures for each other, and like, they are some of the best headshots I've ever had. So you don't have to spend money on getting this professional photo, having somebody design this, having like a whole brand identity before you build your website. You can get a domain for around 20 bucks. I love building websites on Squarespace. It's where I usually recommend people go because it is very user-friendly. Like, you can build easily yourself. You don't have to have like tech background on there. WordPress is another one that oftentimes is recommended because of what they're capable of doing, but also because of how they tend to rank as well. And you can get a website for less than what it will cost you to have a Psychology Today directory for an entire year, right? And again, it doesn't have to be, okay, I'm starting this website and now I have to build out all these pages. Start with a single page site, right? Just start somewhere and use that as a springboard to, okay, I have this first page started. I'm working with that because it's at least a place people can land and learn about me. And as I have time, as I have capacity, I can build out these other pages on the site. So don't overwhelm yourself with like hiring somebody out, having to have this whole really extensive website from the get-go. Start simple, but start strategic and then refine as you grow. Because what matters most is not perfection. It's not having that perfect, perfect website, but it's having direction and knowing where you are going with that. So if you're listening to this and you're thinking, okay, Ashley, like, I have a website, I'm not thrilled with it, or like, I don't know if it's actually working. I feel like it used to, or I feel like it's not doing exactly what I want it to. I want you to listen up, because on April 17th, I'm going to be hosting a live website audit workshop. What we're going to do during these 2 hours is I'm going to talk about what are the things that are going to help strengthen conversion, what is going to hurt your clarity, what supports your SEO, what's missing, what needs tightening. There are only 15 seats available for this, and I'm going to select 5 people who sign up who are willing to do this, but who want to have one of their pages audited live in this workshop. Even if your site is not chosen, you're going to learn exactly what to look for and what to adjust on your own. So you can register at the link in the show notes, or you can go to raisetoempower.com/audit. So if your website has been sitting there and you're not really sure what to fix, I really want to encourage you to check this out, register, and let's work together to actually get this asset working for you so that this can be that like center of your wheel that really is your hub, right? It's the hub of your marketing. Private practice gives us flexibility. That is what we need as women and moms, right? But flexibility without ownership is fragile. If we don't own our assets, if we don't own the things that are going to bring clients into us, that is going to keep referring clients to us, we don't have autonomy and we don't have the ability to have control there. So I want to just encourage you, if you don't have a website, to start thinking about it. Maybe start putting on your calendar, when are you going to start working on that? When can you start saving for it? Or when can you go get that domain and you at least have your domain and you can start building it in the future, whether that's in a week, 2 months, or by the end of this year. Your website is not optional when it comes to your infrastructure. Your website is your foundation. It is that hub. And having a good website protects your time and it supports your income because your voice is clear. You get to speak about your values and how you work as a therapist. So if you have been taught, whether in grad school or just in life, to stay quiet, to stay small, to wait until you kind of feel more ready, this is your reminder that you are allowed to take up space. You are allowed to, and I want you to clearly say who you help and how you help them. You are allowed to own the assets of your business. You are allowed to want to do something different than what big companies are telling you that you need them for in order to be successful. Your website's not just about self-promotion, right? But it's about having stability and sustainability and building a practice that supports your life, but not one that keeps you scrambling and constantly kind of reinventing the wheel. I want to thank you so much for being here today. And I hope that you will join me for this upcoming workshop. And if you have any questions, hit me up over on Instagram. And I look forward to chatting with you again next week. Thanks for listening to the Therapist Mom Podcast. If today's episode resonated with you, I'd love for you to share it with another therapist mom who needs it. Be sure to subscribe to the show so you never miss an episode. And if you'd leave a 5-star review, it helps more therapist moms find this space. For resources and ways to work with me, head to raisetoempower.com and check the show notes for all links mentioned today. I'll see you back here next week.